Up and Adam on 5MU, and today, pleasure to have in the studio someone who's represented this country in sport. We don't do that often, Jenny. Sport and us,
no.
Tacit relationship. We like watching it.
Well, you enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
I occasionally dabble.
You like knitting while other people watch it? I don't know what you do while other people watch it.
But I'm impressed.
But our next guest is an active participant. In fact, she's hoping to qualify for the Paris Paralympics in 2024 and continue to represent Australia in future tournaments as well. She's from Palma. That's right, our very own nationally recognised sports person, Nikita Grosser, Goalball's own. Hello.
Hi.
Did I talk that up enough?
Was that beautiful.
Was that good enough?
That was amazing. Great.
Before the interview, she said, be good. Don't make it good. And I'm trying. I really
am. That was me that said make it good.
Oh, did you? Sorry. Confused.
You've got to try to make it good.
That's right.
It's part of the job.
Yeah. How are we going? Anyway, Nikita, Goalball, for those who don't know, tell us about it.
That's all right. It is a sport played by visually impaired people.
Mm-hmm.
It's played on a volleyball-sized court.
Right.
So the two shorter ends of the court are a full-size goal, but it's like a soccer goal is the best way to imagine it.
Okay.
The court's tactile, so you can feel where you are on the court.
Uh-huh.
You have three players on each team on either side of the court, and they're set up in a triangle formation. And then you've got, we'll call them goggles. They're blackout, so you can't see anything once they're put on.
Right.
Oh, so you're all on the same level.
Yeah, so everyone can't see, which is nice. Like, there's no advantages.
Right.
And then you basically have this ball that's the size of a basketball, but it's a bit rougher.
Uh-huh.
And it weighs 1.25 kilos. It's got bells inside of it, so you can hear it. And you basically underarm hurl it at the other team.
Oh.
And they have to stretch out, so you're crouched down when you're defending.
Yep.
And then you basically Superman it. You spread out.
As far as you can.
Have to hit the ball with your body and hope it doesn't go in the goal behind you.
Right.
Oh, this is fun.
And then you have 10 seconds from when it makes contact with you or goes out to hurl it back at the other team and try and get in their goal.
Okay.
How did you get into that?
I went to a sports camp at SASVI. And they had a heap of different sports on display that you could try. And they had goalball, and I tried it. It was so fun. Like, it was such an adrenaline rush.
Uh-huh.
It was rough. You could beat the other team up. You come away with bruises. It was just like, amazing.
Right. And it's 1.25 kilo ball is whacking into you on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It does sound a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's you get some pretty gnarly bruises from it.
Oh, we've got it here.
Can I suggest?
Can we have a look?
Yeah.
All right, you've got a goalball. There you go. So where's goalball taken you?
Where has it taken me at this moment?
Yeah.
I have been to Canada, America, Hungary, Sweden, a lot, China, Japan, and there's a few other countries and all around Australia.
Nikita, this is, it's a three-person team.
Yeah.
That's cutthroat. That's not like you're making a team of 22 or a squad. It's a team of three. How good at this do you have to be an Australian representative?
We have to be pretty good.
Yeah.
So we actually have a team of six that come away with us.
Okay.
But you only have three and a quarter at a time.
Right.
So you can be subbed off.
For injuries, no doubt.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. That's really what it is. It's injury and for like a break if you get tired out or a bit sore.
Gotcha.
But yeah, you have to really be at your peak all the time to get there.
Hmm. And where next?
Next is regionals.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it'll be at the end of July, end of August.
Okay. Right. Can I ask a delicate question?
Of course,
as a gentleman, do you get to wear any protection at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the girls get we get chest protectors.
Okay, great.
And then you have elbow pads.
Right.
Knee pads.
Uh-huh.
And then like padded soccer goalie shorts.
Right.
And then if you really, really need them, you can have shin pads.
If you're a wuss.
Yeah. And then blokes get a box.
Great.
That's what he wants to know.
Happy days. Okay.
Yep.
Good work. Now, 2024 is not too far away. Paris Paralympics, you're hoping to go. You're hoping to raise some coin to get there because unlike Iron Man or cricket, or, you know, footy, goal ball, not as well financially sponsored.
No, so we don't get any funding. We actually, as athletes, pay for ourselves. So until we qualify for the Paralympics, Paralympics Australia, they don't really give us funding. We have to do it ourselves.
Right. All right. We need to get you to Paris. GoFundMe. We'll put links and things.
We'll do a news story.
Great.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a link. Palmer needs to be represented on the world stage at the Paralympics, and you need to be that person flying that flag.
I will try my very hardest.
We will need a flag for Palmer. We'll get onto that, and we'll give it to you, and you can fly it. Nikita, thank you so much for joining us to tell us about this sport. I need to watch and
make sure
that everyone is a part of. And, all the best with regionals, whenever, wherever they may be, and getting you to Paris as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.